Everyone is very welcome, and we thank God for your lives. Today being a very special day, to God alone be the glory. We are having a word of circumstance that I titled, Hearing from God our Father. Hearing from God our Father. Before we get into details, we have to understand how the Trinity works. Because we talk about the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we pray to Almighty God the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. So when it is stated that way, when it is stated that way, you come to find out that each one of them has its role. But not just what I am saying, but what the Bible says about the Trinity. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and the verse is 4 to 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 6. According to the word of God, this is in the case of heaven gifting his children. The case of heaven gifting his children. The word says that he said, now there are diversities of gifts. There are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit. The same Spirit with capital S. So, which means that all gifts from above will not be active or operated except through the Holy Spirit. If God gives you a gift, that gift will be activated and functioning only through the Spirit of God, who is the Holy Spirit. That is what this scripture means. So you can see that in the area of God working with his children for his purpose in the surface of this world here, it cannot be done outside God's Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the custodian of the working of the gift in the children of God. The Holy Spirit, he is the one behind the activities, the performance, the working of the gift that God gave to his people. If truly the operation of the gift is coming from Almighty God, then you're going to see the act of the Holy Spirit just in there. If the spirit behind the gift is not the Holy Spirit, then that gift is not from Almighty God. This is so important because such a time like this, in the end times, where many spirits are out there, where signs and wonders are being done in various places, and matter of fact, so many are caught not by the word of the Lord, but by the miracles and the signs and wonders. But the point is not, we are not led by miracles, we are led by the Spirit of God. So the fact that a spirit can lead you already is a very dangerous ground. That one must be extremely careful. Because how would you know that the operation of that gift is of Almighty God or not? If it is of God, then it is being operated by the Holy Ghost. If not, then the spirit behind it is whatsoever spirit that is of the world. This must be clear because many are being led astray by such a time like this one. Many, many spirits are in the world out there and operating under, you know, all kinds of anointing, so-called anointing and miracles and signs and wonders that are happening, but they are not from Almighty God. If the signs and the wonders are from God, you will see the mighty work of the Holy Spirit. To God alone be the glory. Now there are diversities of gifts. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. I'm not talking about the gifts today. I will talk about the gifts of God to his saints to edify the church another time. But today, my whole purpose is to let you understand the function of each person in the Trinity. We said that the Holy Spirit is the one that is behind the working of Almighty God in his children's life through the gifts that are from above. Verse 4 of 1 Corinthians, verse 5. Verse 5 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that we are reading, he said, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. So the gift will not function except the Holy Spirit comes in to make it work. To make it work. But now, he's talking about administration. So the administration-wise, it is all, he said, by the same Lord. Lord meaning Jesus Christ. Lord meaning Jesus Christ. And then let me read the last verse, which is verse 6. Then I will explain. He said, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Please, these scriptures are extremely important because for a child of God, most of the time we are confused about the Trinity. Who is doing what? And when I am praying, who do I pray to? I'm answering you right away. You pray to God in the name of Jesus by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. I said this before. But now, how is the whole, you know, God's purpose being done here? The Trinity, God the Father and the Son are sitting in heaven. The Son sitting at the right hand of the Father. Both of them are sitting in heaven. The only one that is here on earth is the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, he is not just roaming around. He is just right there in you, dwelling in the believer. Dwelling in the believer. And at the same time, the Lord using his people to do what he has called them to do. Now, when heaven have decided to do something on earth here, how is the Trinity going to go about it? These scriptures here, these scriptures are explaining how God works, how heaven works here on earth. Now, he said that God the Father, he is the custodian of all operations. Because what he does is that once he has something in mind that he wants to do, all that he would do, he will go ahead and tell the Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ being the administrator. So the purpose of administration is to make sure that things are organized and watch for it to happen. The one that is going to make it happen is the Holy Spirit. We said it. But before it happens, there must be administration. There must be structure. There must be organization. And this all is the function of Jesus Christ. So if God wants to do something here on earth, the Lord tells the Son, Almighty God the Father, tells the Son, Jesus Christ, this is what I have in mind and what I would like to do. Jesus Christ will look into the heavenly resources and start putting things in place. Angels are on assignment. The children of God that are called here, they are also going to be on assignment. Who has a gift that the Holy Spirit must come and empower him for the purpose of Almighty God. This is how the Trinity works over here. So you can see that he said it is God the Father. God the Father. Who worketh all in all. So the power behind it all is the one that sits on the mightiest of thrones. He delegates the administration part of it to the Son. And what the Son does, he looks at his host. Remember, the commander-in-chief himself. The general overseer of the heavenly army. And he's going to move the angels. He's going to move the purpose, the saints of the living God, to bring forth the purpose of Almighty God. This is how Trinity works. So this is the reason why you cannot be confused. You cannot be confused. The Father has gifts for his children. The Son also has gifts for his children. And the Holy Spirit also has gifts for his children. Why? Because each one of them has a different role to play, but in one accord. In one accord. You can see that all the Trinity is targeting the common goal. The purpose is from the Father. The accomplishment, everybody must get involved. The Jesus Christ will come in, activate the whole heaven. You know, whosoever must be involved to get them involved. And watch over the word to be performed by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will go in action. He said he sent forth his word. Who is the word going to? The word is going to the Holy Spirit. Because even if God is asking a man to do something for his purpose, a man cannot hear directly from heaven. It takes the Spirit of God to hear the things of God. So it comes that the Spirit of God must be communicating with the spirit of man. We talked about this last week, just last week. We talked about 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, all the way down. So it is all explaining that the spirit of man knoweth only the things of man. And the spirit of God also know only the things of God. So for the purpose of heaven to be established through man on the, in the surface of this earth here, God must communicate to the Son communicate to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit communicate to man, and the Lord Almighty God, the Trinity, they are all watching for the performance of what has been said. To God alone be the glory. Hallelujah. There is something that is said about Jesus. Listen to this. That is the reason why I put kiss the Son and live. Kiss the Son, Jesus Christ, and live. He said, Jesus, being the brightness of the glory of the Father. Jesus Christ, being the brightness of the glory of his Father and the express image of his person. So, you see Jesus, you have seen the Father. You see Jesus Christ, you have seen the Father. You will see him as he is, not only in the image, but also in character. Also in character. Because being the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, nothing works in God's purpose outside his word. And that word is Jesus Christ, by the way. And he said, when he had himself purged our sins, the Father sat him down on the right hand of the majesty on high. This is simply saying that the Father, after glorification of the Son, set the Son on his right hand. When the Father wants to do something in the surface of this universe, all that he must do is to communicate it to his Son. And the Son will move in, get it all administered, and the Holy Spirit will move in by the leadings of the Son, because he receives from the Son, and moves in, bringing all they that are involved over here to get that thing accomplished. Everything falls at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is an explanation about this. The communication between the Father and the Son is what we have just seen. The communication between the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, the book of John, John chapter 14, and the verse is 7 to 9. These are words that came out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, he said, if you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. So it is coming as what was said before, the very brightness of his glory and the very image of his person. So Philip came to Jesus and said unto Jesus, Jesus, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto Philip, he said, how have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he that had seen me had seen the Father. And how sayest thou that? Show us the Father. So, you know, like we said, the image of the Father is the Son. The character of the Father is the Son. There is John 1, 18. Talks about, he said, no one have seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is at the bosom of the Father, he had come and declared him. This is a very bold statement, because we know about Moses that asked God, God, let me see you, show me your face. God said, you can't see my face and live. A man cannot see my face and live, but man saw the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came. The John 1:17 talks about, he said, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. What the people of the Old Testament experienced through the law, what we are experiencing through the grace and the truth that came with Jesus, it's on a higher level. It's on a way higher level. You cannot compare any New Testament believer or New Covenant believer with an Old Covenant believer. What is in you, they didn't have it. That is why a child of God cannot be like a chicken mangling when you yourself, you know that you are an eagle, that you're supposed to be flying. What you have today is way greater than any of these great prophets that lived before. You are greater than John the Baptist. But the Lord said that, you see, among they of the law, the greatest doesn't even come close to John the Baptist. But they that are in the kingdom of God, the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. So you can't compare yourself with Isaiah. You can't compare yourself with the Jeremiah. You can't compare yourself with Moses. You can't compare yourself with David. And people, even including a man after my own heart. You have the Holy Spirit with you. You stand on a better covenant. If you have seen Jesus, you have seen God. If you have seen Jesus, you have seen God. Why is it that you are asking me, show me the Father? You have seen me, Philip. You have seen my Father. You see how I am acting, how I behave in my home, how I carry myself out there. You have seen the character of the Father. For us, it's so great. Jesus Christ came here, never got married. It wasn't the plan of the Father for Christ to marry. But he was constantly indeed a man, a family man. He had like 8 people to take care of. He worked. He worked, and he worked very, very hard. We are not talking about the ministry work. We are talking about a man living. A man living. The man's ministry started only at the age of 30. He had 3.5 years only in ministry. But he lived 33.5 years. But the 30 years of his life was like any ordinary man. For what purpose? That man could be able to look unto Jesus Christ as the author and the finisher of our faith. Nobody in the Old Testament ever made this statement, follow me. Nobody. Jesus Christ was the only one and the first one that says, follow me. Follow me. We cannot follow any of the Old Testament, because if you say that you want to follow according to the heavenly purpose for the children of God, when we are following someone, we must follow the person in image, in character, in everything. Jesus Christ came here and lived that life of example. He went through every struggle that you could go through. He went through, Pastor, but Jesus, he didn't get married. So how can he know what I'm going through with my husband? Let me tell you, there is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But our God is faithful. So the Lord knows everything about it. Whatever that you will be going through in your family, the Lord has been there. And he has gone through things that you will never have that opportunity to go through these things. If you have seen me, you have seen God. In other words, our characters, our behaviors must, as children of God, if people see you, they must see Jesus. If they see Jesus, they must see the Father. Somebody here, I pray for you that someone sees you and see the image of God in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I made a statement before, and I'm going to explain it, because I said I want to know the connectivity between Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the communication channel. Before that, hear this statement from God the Father to us. In the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 1, and the verses 1 and 2, the word says, he said, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. What is this scripture saying? It is simply saying that I mentioned it, that we are standing on the better covenant. He said in the time of old, in the old covenant, God was speaking to his people through chosen men, we call men of God, prophet. But watch this. But he said, had he, in verse 2 of Hebrew 1, had in these last days, God had in these last days spoken unto us by his son Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In these last days, God himself, he talks to us. He talks to his children through, not the prophets. If the prophet is going to hear anything from above, it must be proceeded from the Son. Because the Father talks to us through the Son, whom he had appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So you can see that as far as Jesus Christ is concerned, there is nothing done in the surface of this universe from God Almighty outside the Son. Please, a clear understanding, because sometimes people don't know how to worship God. Said, should I worship God the Father? Or should I sing unto Jesus? Or should I praise the Holy Spirit? That is how I will make it, you know. And these things are becoming problems because some of them are emphasizing only the Holy Spirit. Some are saying that, no, Holy Spirit is not important. Jesus is all. So let's worship Jesus. Some says that, no. If Jesus is there, if I have access to the Father, let me just go and worship the Father. Let me tell you, according to the word of God, the Father receives nothing except through the Son. The Father receives nothing except through the Son. That is why I said, kiss the Son and live. Kiss the Son and live. If you want to live your life and bring that greater glory to Almighty God, please kiss the Son and what? And live. Kiss the Son and live. Hallelujah. These are so powerful because if you are in the Son, now you don't need to go to any prophet to hear from God. If you are in Christ, a child of God, you are not an Old Testament believer. He said in the Old Testament, the Lord was speaking to his people through the prophets. But these last days, and we are in the last days, God talks to us through his Son. So now, if you want to hear from God, then you better develop the channel of hearing from Jesus. Hallelujah. We must know how to hear from Jesus Christ, and then that will be it. So, let me answer the statement that I made before about how is the communication between Jesus and the Holy Spirit, since the Father and the Son are in heaven. Between the Father and the Son is not a problem because we have seen it. He said he talks to the Son right at his right hand. But the Son to the Holy Spirit, how is it being done? The book of John chapter 16, and the verse is 12 to 15. Coming out of the mouth of Jesus Christ himself, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you. He was talking to the disciples. So basically, you are the disciples of Christ today. The Lord was just addressing to you. I have many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Ye cannot bear them now. You know, at that time, it was very true because at the time that Jesus was speaking these words, the Holy Spirit has not been given. The Holy Spirit has not been given. And this is John, you know, this is John 16. John 17 is the prayer, the priesthood prayer. So Jesus Christ is about to be taken to heaven. And these are the last words from Jesus to his children, to his disciples. And today that will come to him through the disciples, you and I. He said he has many things to tell them. So which means that he has been telling them many things because he was physically present and he kept teaching them. But now he's going to be taken away. So I still have many things to tell you, but some of these things, when I say them, you will not understand them. He was talking about a level that a man or a believer or a child of God needs to get to start, you know, receiving some secret things from heaven. I have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. You cannot bear them now. You cannot understand them now. You cannot take them now. Like people, when they are overwhelmed, they said, I can't take it anymore. Uh-huh. But the Lord said that you cannot bear them now, but listen to what he said afterwards. He said, how be it when he, hallelujah, when he, the spirit of truth, the spirit of truth with a spirit with capital S, that is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, the third person of the Trinity. I have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. He shall glorify Jesus. Holy Spirit shall glorify Jesus. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father had are mine. Hallelujah. You have seen me, you have seen the Father. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that the Holy Spirit shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. If you receive from Jesus, you have received from God. Hallelujah. If you are receiving from Jesus Christ, you are receiving directly from the throne of Almighty God. It's amazing. The Holy Spirit, who is our helper here, the one that is in us and helping us to talk to heaven, for heaven also to talk to us. This is the role of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, he will not utter a word. He will not say a word. He will not act until he had received the instruction from our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he knows that whatsoever the Son will tell him, it is the word of the Father. It is the word of the Father. He said, every single thing that the Holy Spirit will do in you, it will bring glory to Jesus. And we know that Jesus Christ himself is not taking glory. He's returning the glory to the Father. Hallelujah. What a mighty structure. What a mighty delegation. It's so wonderful when people can come together in one accord. What they can achieve is just amazing. Everyone has his role. Do you think that, you just watched it. Do you think when the Father sits down and wants to do something on earth, it is in the power. Everything that must be done here on earth must be done in power because of the forces that are at work. Here is the domain of the devil. Here in this world is the domain of the devil. Why am I saying that? Jesus Christ himself saw Satan coming and he said, the prince of this world. If he's the prince of the world, it means that this is for him. He said, the prince of this world is coming and he has nothing in me. But in his priesthood prayer, in the John 17, you come to find out that he told the Father, he was praying to his Father. He said, Father, the work that you gave me to do here, I am done with it. And I am coming back. But the people that you gave me, when I was here, I kept them. But now that I'm coming, oh Lord, they are in the world, but they are not from the world. They are in the world, but they are not talking about you and I. They are in the world, but they are not from the world. Therefore, keep them away from the evil one. So this place is an evil place. The world is an evil place. And we know this because everyone who has not, any understanding of this place being evil has been fallen victim. Has been fallen victim. Has been fallen victim. 2 Corinthians 4:4, he said the prince of this world, he's moving around blindfolding people. So even their eyes are completely blind. They are moving around not knowing what is going on. And destinies are being scattered, shattered, and people are missing God's purpose. But the Holy Spirit is given. The Holy Spirit is given for, and it is given inside people, inner work. Inner work. So when God is about to do something in a man's life, when God is about to do something for his own glory through a man, let me tell you, there is no power of darkness that can stand against the move of Almighty God. Because it is decided from the throne of heaven. It is decided in power. And the one who made the statement for it to move forth and get it done, released the statement to the Son. The Son put in place all the necessary things. The angels and the favor and the anointing and everything else that must be in place for that child of God to move ahead and get it done. I have not seen it. Yeah, have not heard it. Neither have it entered into the heart of any man. The things that God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed those things unto us by his Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. The things that God wants you to do, they are hidden in Almighty God. No man has access. No man, no spirit has access to. Because the Holy Spirit, who is even the Trinity, the third person of the Trinity, he must search deep in God to find out what the Lord has in store for your life. And he's the one who is going to do it. Faithful is he who calleth thee. He also will do it. Hallelujah. When, you know, that is why you should not be living your life in contention. You should not be living your life in unhappiness. You should be happy when you see people doing well. You should be able to come with brethren and for heaven purpose to be established. Why? Because today, maybe it's your brother's turn. Tomorrow, it's going to be your turn. We are not to be jealous about one another because heaven had plans for everyone and each one of us. And heaven that gave you that plan, no power can stand against that plan. The only one that can destroy it is you. Because God is not going to do anything against a man's will. So as you stand against the purpose of God, it will never come to pass in your life. But if you come, you know, in line with the leadings of the Holy Spirit, everything that God has called you to do will surely come to pass unto his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord. That is the reason why in Romans 8 and the verses 14, he said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. You see, the reason why, if God, you are a child of God, you are led by the Spirit of God. In Romans 8:16, he said, because how, yes, I asked this question before, and the answer is just right here. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Okay, so this is how we recognize a child of God. A child of God is the one that is led by the Spirit of God. But you, how do you know that you are a child of God? How do you know? It is very easy for you to know who is a child of God. Who is a child of God is the one that is led by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost. But how do you know that you are a child of God? Let me tell you how you know that you are a child of God. Romans 8:16, he said, the Holy Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. You cannot know that you are a child of God unless you receive inner witness. You cannot know that you are a child of God unless it is being witnessed by the Holy Spirit to your spirit. So this is not feelings. We are not talking about feelings. We are talking about inner witness. When you are a witch, you know you are a witch. So it is, if you are a child of God, you know you are a child of God. How do you know you are a child of God? The Holy Spirit that dwells in you. Witness with your own spirit that you are a child of God. So the point is very clear. If truly you are not deceiving yourself, if truly you are not moving around portraying who you are not, and you will come to be sincere to yourself, every area that the Lord requires you to work out, you will be sincere and you will be working it out. Why? Because you want to make it back home. You want to make it back home. You don't want to be destroyed on earth here. They that are sent by God, they preach the word of God. And they that are sent by God, they do God's will. So if you come to find out that indeed you are a child of God by the inner witness between the two spirits, the Holy Spirit, who is looking into heaven's records and saying that, oh, okay, this one here is a child of God. And will be testifying to your own spirit that indeed you are enlisted as a child of God. Then you know. And once you know that this is who you are, you move around accordingly. When you are a prince, you don't move like a servant unless you have lost your state. This is what the heaven, you know, it's amazing how heaven sees us. We don't even know. You know, we come moving around, rikiki children of God, but heaven, the purpose of God for our lives, what heaven has done for us, they are so mighty, so mighty. I received something from heaven, and I met the person yesterday, and I told the person, I said, you know what, this is what I received about you. She said, Pastor Charles, I'm very afraid, but I know you are not afraid at all. Why are you not afraid? I know you are not afraid. I said, Madam, why must I be afraid? Why must I be afraid? Because your God that loves you so much, whatever that the enemy has planned behind the scene to bring it as a surprise package unto you, has come to the broad daylight, has come to the light of the living God. And you are being told about what the plan of the enemy against your life is all about. Rejoice. Rejoice. Our God, he reveals to redeem. Deuteronomy 29:29. He said the secret things, they belong to God. But the things that are revealed, they are for us and for our children. Now that you know what the enemy is about to do, stand with the authority in our Lord Jesus Christ. Use the heavenly tools, the salvation tools. Stand against it. Whatever that you decree here, it shall be decreed in heaven. You bind here, it shall be bound in heaven. The whole heaven is already at work. The proof is that you came to receive it. You receive it. How did you receive it? From the above. From the above. So before heaven does anything, we saw it, that the Father himself must orchestrate it, operate it. In order, he's the custodian of operation. And afterwards, release the administration-wise to the Son and for the performance of the Holy Spirit. So if you are receiving from above, the Holy Spirit reveal it to you. And if the Holy Spirit reveal it to you, it means heaven, the Father, is already aware of it. So rejoice. Rejoice. All their plans will come to naught in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not moving around as orphans. We are children. We are not bastards. We have a Father, a heavenly Father, who puts you here on earth for his purpose. Even when we come to lose our earthly parents, we still rejoice because we know that there is a higher Father, a higher power that is watching over our lives, that we are here on assignment. And the good thing about it is that someone said, he said, I don't like Mother's Day, I don't like Father's Day, because I have lost my parents. Nobody is going to keep his parents forever. Nobody, because your parents, they have been also somebody's children. And that is how life is. No one will escape death. You can't. So what is important is that now that they gave birth to you, they gave you the training and all that, your system values are built by them. We thank God. Now you know God. Start living the purpose of God for your life. Start taking glory that many that also had parents did not even have the opportunity to live and be having the number of years that you are having. The enemy one way or another killed them. Killed them. But you are alive. Celebrate their lives. Celebrate the fruits of their labor. Because you are the fruit of their labor. So rejoice. Rejoice. So in Father's Day celebration, Mother's Day celebration, you have to see God. You have to see God. You have to see God. You have to see the purpose of Almighty God in your life. We are not hooked to people. We are children on assignment for God's purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm bringing everything to an end, but not without this. The book of Jeremiah 29. And let me read the verse 11 to 13. God said something through his prophet Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, let me tell you my mind concerning mankind. Say, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thought of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. To give you an expected end. God who put you here has a wonderful plan for you. He knows why he put you here. He has a plan for your life. That is why when one is living his life, moving around carelessly, and I don't know what God has called me to do and all that, you know, you come to God and allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life. I guarantee you, you will know what God has called you to do. Probably you are even doing it. You will be doing it when you don't even know that you're already in God's plan. Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thought of peace. We give God glory. The Lord always have wonderful plans. God is not a God of evil. Your God is not here. He's a father. He's not here to punish you. The Lord is here as a father. If you are going on the wrong route, his responsibility is to put you right. Is to put you right. The thought that I think of you, they are thought of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. So to God alone be glory. Where you are going, the Lord has been there. Hallelujah. Where you are going, where the Lord is taking you, he has been there. You know, it's so wonderful how heaven works with his people. If God is taking you from point A to point C, God will walk through A and C and come back to A and hold your hands and said, my son, my daughter, let's go. Our destination is C. When we get to B, it is not the final. The Lord keeps you going. So that is why no matter what goes on in life, continue holding on this God. Because as far as there is a scent of water in this body, as far as there is a scent of water in life, there is what? There is hope. So you are not to be, you know, careful about what people are saying and what people are doing and what, all the circumstances that are happening around you. The Lord holds your hands. And he said, you shall see that 1,000 falling here, 10,000 falling there, but it will not come to your dwelling. But even many, 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 when so much is happening, people say that there is a casting down. But you, because God holds your hands, you shall say, there is what? A lifting up. To God alone be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. To give you an expected end. So then how can you obtain God's plan? How can you obtain God's plan? The Lord said, verse 12 of Jeremiah 29, to obtain that plan, then ye shall call upon me. God's plan is not done outside God. God's mandate for your life is not done outside God. I have said this before, that there is no unbeliever that can fulfill the heavenly plan for his life. Listen to me, God can use you. But for the plan of God to be fulfilled in your life, it takes the Holy Spirit. So when you are not a believer, Holy Spirit is not given to unbelievers. You have to come. Holy Spirit is only given at salvation. So when you have come and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, automatically you don't even need to pray. Holy Spirit comes in there and starts heavenly plans for your life. Unbelievers cannot fulfill God's plan for their life. But you, ye shall call upon God and ye shall go and pray unto him. How do you call upon God? Go and pray to God. How do you fulfill heavenly mandate over your life? Stand in prayer. Continue praying. Continue praying, because as you pray, you are activating, you are calling upon the heavens. Ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. In other words, I will listen to you. And ye shall seek me. Ye shall seek me. Ye shall seek me and find me. You look for God, you will find him. Ye shall seek me and find me. And he, when ye shall search for me with all your heart, be single-minded. Focus. Focus on the heavenly mandate. Know that the one who can establish it is your Almighty God. Set your eyes on God. Call upon his name. No matter how difficult the circumstances are, continue focusing on God and allow God to hear from you, and he will be doing the wonderful things that he has called you to do. My last thing, thoughts, let me give it. It's going to be through scriptures. Now, most of the time, the Holy Spirit talks to us, and we are not hearing him. We have already established the communication between Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So now, as far the only last communication is between the Holy Spirit and man. Between the Holy Spirit and man. By default, God gave us a gift. It is called the gift of discernment. It is called the gift of discernment. This is something that the people of the old did not have. Because it's an inner life thing. It's an inner life thing. It is a work that is done internally by the Holy Spirit. And a man, a child of God, must be sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit doesn't shout. It's the small, still voice. So it needs quietness. I'm not talking about environment noise. I'm talking about the inner quietness. A channel that is open to hear from the Spirit. A channel that is open in a child of God's life to hear from the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit doesn't shout. The Holy Spirit is the prompting spirit. He will prompt you. Do you know how the law of God was given to Moses? In the form of tablets, tablets of stones. We, children of God, in the dispensation of grace, people say, as we read in John 1:17, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. It seems like the law is over. Yes, the law of Moses is over, but not the law in Christ Jesus. Not the law in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:2. He said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Law of sin and death. That is the law of Moses. But the law of the spirit of life. The law of the spirit of life. Life has a law that is in Christ. Every child of God is ruled and governed and led by the law in Christ Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit. So even if it was not read to you that this is sin, don't do this. Let me tell you, by the time that you are getting yourself in there, you are going to hear the prompt of the Holy Spirit. This is how people come around and say that, oh, I was going to do this and I felt like, oh, something told me. There is nothing like something that told you. It's an inner word from the Holy Spirit. You never come to find out the exact word about that particular situation. Probably never read it. But let me tell you, the day that you get yourself into that situation, the Holy Spirit will read that word to you. He will prompt you. You will know that, I shouldn't be getting myself into this. Hear the voice of the Spirit and stop it when the Holy Spirit is stopping it. But you know how man is. Man starts seeing his interest in all kinds of situations and overruling the voice of the Holy Spirit. God knows this. So the Lord did one thing. He said, since I will be talking to you when you are alert and you will blush everything that I will say, I still have a choice to talk to you. I still have ways to talk to you. Let's see these ways. So in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2 and the verse 7, a statement is made in the form of promise from the book of Joel. He said, it shall come to pass in the last days, and we are in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit. I will pour out Holy Spirit. I will pour out Holy Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men, they shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. Your old men shall dream dreams. So in the last days, the ministry of dreams and the visions, they shall be increased. The ministry of dreams and the visions shall be increased in the last days. Because God said that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. This is so wonderful because that is exactly what Jesus Christ said in John 16 that we just read. Jesus said, Holy Spirit will take from me and show it unto you. Matter of fact, he will even show you things to come. He will even show you things to come. When people are moving around, visiting fetish priests, Baba, and this one, and that one, roaming around, getting powers and all that. Let me tell you, heaven watches over your life. Heaven watches over your life. Power, there is no power but of God. Let them go to the sea. Let them go to the highlands. Let them go to wherever that they want to go. But they will come to you in evil way. And the Lord shall scatter them all in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a fact. It's a fact. When you are, you will just be lying there. Watch this in the book of Job. Job 33. And the verse is 14 to 18. We are talking about dreams now. The Lord said, he said, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth not. Hallelujah. God, the Father, he talks only once. God, the Father, when he has something to say, he will say it once. Why is that? It makes, you know, the understanding is so clear because he's talking to the Son. When he has something for us, he tells the Son. So he speaks once. But twice have I heard it. How is that? Because the Holy Spirit takes from the Son and repeats it unto you. Repeat it unto you. Probably you were so busy. Then he said, I still have another channel to communicate to you. God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth not. So, in a dream, please watch this. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberance upon the bed, then God openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Hallelujah. I'm going to explain this because if you are here and you are dreaming and you are taking your dreams for maybe the movie that I watched yesterday, please don't assign these dreams to the movie, because the enemy is stealing from you. And if you are here, a child of God, and you are not receiving dreams, still you have to do something about it. The enemy is also stealing from you. Dreams are heavenly visions. He calls it dreams. He calls it the vision of the night when deep sleep falleth upon man, when the body is not in action anymore. Yes, you are not dead. You are on that bed. Your heart is functioning. But he said, the Lord openeth man. Openeth man for what? Open the door, the spiritual door of man's life. And he sealeth man instructions. Instructions. Instructions for what? So that man would not, he said, then he will withdraw man from his purpose. Withdraw man from his purpose. What purpose? Man comes here. God gave him a purpose. Man gets here and man start doing his own thing. But that is not God's will. The Lord knows that that thing that you want to do so much on this earth here, this is exactly what the enemy is going to use to destroy your life. It will not bring any glory to God. But that is what you are living for. You are so much, you know, so much working for it and all that. But God knows that that is exactly what is going to destroy you. The next thing you know, heaven is open to you at night. And the same thing that you are working so hard for, you come to see completely crushed, or something happened to it. And you stand there, you wake up in the morning and you say, hey, in the name of Jesus, devil, I bind you. Don't bind devil, it was God. Do not bind devil, it was absolutely from Almighty God. God is telling you that what you are doing, where you are spending all your time, all your resources, energy, and everything else, it will amount to nothing. That is not his will. It's not his will. So he redraw man from his own purpose. Redrawing you from your own purpose and take pride out of man. The man is doing that for his own, so that when you move around, hey, doctor, hey, honorable, and your shoulders are like this. Meanwhile, you are more than nothing before God. More than nothing. So what profited the man to gain the whole world when he loses his soul? That is exactly what this scripture is saying. He said, I open man's mind in the realm of the spirit so that I can keep man back from his soul being destroyed. Did you read that? He said in verse 18 of Job 33, he said he kept back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. His life from perishing by the sword. So I have come to tell you, we are talking about how to hear from heaven. You have seen that we have talked about so many things. How heaven keeps talking to us. How heaven keeps talking to us. This is it. If you are here doing your own project, please start praying. Call upon heaven for the Lord to put you on the right channel. If you are here taking dreams for granted, please start praying that may the Lord God guide you to his perfect will. If you are here, you are not dreaming. Or you dream and you wake up in the morning, you have forgotten everything. Start praying. Ask the Lord to show you the way, to open that way to you so that you will receive from above. This is how we hear from God in various ways that we have talked about. May the Lord bless his word in your life. May the Lord's purpose be accomplished in your life. Whatsoever that God has called you to do, you will not come here and waste God's resources, but you will come and do what God has called you to do. To him alone be the glory for your life that you are living here. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and bless you and bless you. Hallelujah.